I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. 43% of patients with diabetes surveyed by the American Diabetes Association in December 2020 said that they've delayed seeking routine medical care during the pandemic, often because of fear of COVID-19. Dr. Andrea Loffley is here to talk about the importance of keeping up with diabetes management and what this really means. Dr. Loffley is an assistant professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loffley, when a person has diabetes, what exactly is involved in the ongoing management of this chronic disease?
First, controlling blood sugar levels is important, and this sometimes requires the use of insulin. Now, non-insulin medications can also be used, and in some cases, the blood sugar levels can be controlled with really strict adherence to diet. But there are so many factors to consider when deciding how to manage diabetes, the main factor being the type of diabetes. You know, other factors that your provider will consider include the hemoglobin A1C level, age, pregnancy status, and the presence of other chronic health conditions.
And what other considerations are involved in ongoing care besides controlling blood sugar?
Absolutely. Managing diabetes is so much more than just controlling the blood sugar level. People who have diabetes should also focus on healthy lifestyle, and this includes healthy diet and exercise. So I actually advise each person speak with their provider managing the diabetes about the exercise regimen or exercise routine that's most appropriate for them. And it's very important as well to have regular eye and foot evaluations.
What are some of the diabetes-related issues that can actually and easily be handled with virtual visits or maybe even phone calls?
Blood sugars can absolutely be reviewed with your provider virtually, and medication adjustments can be made based on the information you provide over video conference or even telephone. Labs can even be done prior to the appointment. In some cases, the provider will have you do those after the appointment, and those results can be reviewed again over the phone or through an electronic portal.
What diabetes-related care or issues really do require an in-person visit with your care provider?
The easiest way to remember this is when you are having issues that affect a specific organ or part of the body, you will need an in-person visit to further evaluate. A few examples include chest discomfort, vision changes, problems with the hands or the feet, leg swelling, changes in urination or pain with urination, and abdominal pain.
I'm wondering what advice you can offer, Dr. Loffley, to people who might be newly diagnosed with diabetes and they're just getting used to managing this chronic condition.
I think the most important thing for someone who is newly diagnosed to do is to ask questions and assemble a diabetes care team. Your team should include your primary care provider or endocrinologist, a dietitian, and an eye care specialist. A foot care specialist is also important. It's very important to remember, too, that there are diabetes support groups that are available. And don't forget about the support of trusted friends and family, because they can also help a lot with accountability.
Dr. Loffley, thanks for this information about controlling diabetes.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.